when the soul resides in this body, it is called, it gets its purity. It is because of its purity, it is called as Shiva. When the soul departs the body, body becomes a corpse and it is called a Shava. Shava, it becomes a Shava. Shava means impure. The purity or impurity, it's dependent because of the soul. When the soul is there within, the purity comes to the body. So, the soul, body is not the responsible for achieving success or failure, doing the wrong things or right things. It is the soul, soul within. Soul within, it travels from body to body. The soul moves around, taking the karma along. The karmas, layers of karmas are enveloping the soul. The soul is enveloped with the layers of karma. The thickness of the karma can be the high thickness, medium thickness, or small thickness. It can be the thickness covered around the soul is three types. It's heavy or medium or thin. If the thickness of the karma is so much around the soul, the light within won't shine out. So, what is the solution? How to remove? It says you had only the time is the healer. Nothing can be done. It's a so heavy karma enveloping. Nothing, only the time is the healer. If it is a mrudu medium, then through the, it is, if the heavy karma, it is given an example, like a baby in the womb. You can't do anything. You have to wait through the gestation period. Nothing can be done. It has to go through. Go through, the soul, one has to go through the pains. And if it is like a mrudu, milder, so with effort. Yeah, my mirror is, I can't see my reflection. I had to put my effort to clean the mirror. Mirror, so effort is put in, if it is a medium. If it is a very thin layer of karma, like just a nudge. Just a nudge, hearing that one gets wakened up. Awoken. One get awoken like the fire is enveloped by the smoke. Small breeze will dispel the smoke away. Small nudge is enough if it's a thin. Like Ramana Maharshi, when he heard Arunachala, one nudge was enough for him. He remembered everything. He set off. There's a small layer of karma was there, and that is the small layer. For others, they need a bit of a push. For even a heavier karma, whatever you do, they won't budge. That karma, Sri Krishna talks about, dhumena avriyate vahni yatha adarsho malena cha yatha ulbena avritum stata garbena avritam. Dhumena, like thin one, dhuma, small smoke is enveloping the fire, or yatha adarsho malena cha, reflection to see the mirror, you wipe it, effort is required, yatha other one, thick karma, nothing can be done, only the time is the healer. The time is the healer, so the all the scriptures, yoga shastras, are talking for people with a mild layer of karma enveloping and thin layer. For the thick layer, even if you tell, they are not interested to listen. They have to go through. The time is the healer. For the mild and thin, the scriptures are going out to talk about in the sadhana. to sadhana, that it is compared to a farming. In Patanjali, he in a yoga sutra, on the way of the removing the layers of karma, it is why we have to remove tata kshiyate prakasha avaranam. That layers of karma is enveloping to remove the, when the karma layers are removed, light within shines out. When the light is shining out, that person is called as enlightened. One sees the light. The layers of karma has been removed. When the layers of karmas are removed, they are blanketing the inside. Light is there. They are blanketing them. When the blankets are removed, the light, inner light shines out. Patanjali, in his sutra, 195 sutras, the ways to remove the karma. Karma, he says, the mind, it's Raja Yoga. He's talking about Raja Yoga. Mind is responsible. Mind has to be brought under the sway of the intellect, buddhi. Mind cannot decide. When you bring the mind under the sway of the buddhi, how you can utilize that opportunity to unravel the layers of karma. He divided the Yoga Sutra into Samadhi Pada, Sadhana Pada, Vibhuti Pada and Kaivalya Pada. Samadhi Pada is farming thing. Samadhi means you have to, before embarking on the sadhana, you have to prepare yourself. Like a farmer, before sowing the seeds, farmer has to prepare the ground. Without preparing the ground, you can't just throw the seeds. You have to preparing the ground for your sadhana is covered in Samadhi Pada. You have to prepare yourself. In the sadhana, in the Samadhi Pada, preparing the ground. In the sadhana pada, in the second chapter, he is talking about how to do the sadhana like a farmer planting the right seed on the soil at the certain depth and irrigating the ground and putting the fence around the farm. It is covered in the second chapter called as sadhana pada. In the third chapter, he is talking about Vibhuti Pada. When you plant a seed, the first thing comes out is a weed. Weed comes out before the main plant comes. And what are the, how weeds will distract the farmer? If you don't look after, weed will cover the garden. It will be overtaking the garden. And what are the weeds come out when you are doing the sadhana? So many distractions come and so much of weed, you forget, you can't differentiate between what is the original plant, what is the weed. So much has taken over and how to, you got to be, sadhaka got to be mindful of the distractions. In the fourth chapter, Patanjali talks about Kaivalya Pada. He is talking about the destination, how to reap maximum harvest. From the sadhana, you are a farmer, you have to reap. How to reap in the sadhana pada he has talked about. In the Kaivalya Pada. Kaivalya Pada, reap the harvest. To do that one, how to do. And in the Samadhi Pada, you have to prepare the ground. You have to come back. Every farm is different. You have to prepare the ground. You have to be mindful. How to do that one? And as a farmer, to get the maximum yield, farmer has to be motivated and disciplined. Oh, I will try, I will do that one, not that one. A farmer, one who is highly motivated and highly diligent, highly disciplined, alone can become a successful farmer. It is any profession for that matter, and I'm giving the example of farming, got to be very disciplined. Atha yoga anushasanam. You have to be highly disciplined in your practice if you want to get into the business of farming. And when you are starting yoga chitta vritti nirodaha, when you are doing the farming, yes, I prepared the farming, and now when I am doing the preparing the soil and preparing the soil for the right seed, and I put the seed, after few days I should not be putting another seed, another different seed. Or you should not be looking at pulling out the whatever sprouts come out, just pull out and putting another one. When you are disciplined, you have to wait. Sadhana is like, even to get a crop of a rice crop, you have to wait 3-4 months. And it is not overnight. I put now and done next moment. You have to put the effort, and that is atha yogaha chitta vritti nirodaha. When you are so focused and concentrating on that one, tada drashtum swarupe avasthanam. Farmer will become the expert in that one. This farmer is an expert in apple growing. This farmer is an expert in tomato. This farmer is in avocado. When you are going, you become an expert. You know what climate, what changes, how to look after the plant, how to look after the ground. You become a tadadrashtum. You become an expert in your own farm. You know your constitution. You know your body. Tadadrashtu, when you are doing that one, every soil condition, you can't put for certain soil, you can't put different seed. For example, to grow coffee or tea or cardamom or coconut or rice, you need different soil conditions. You can't grow coffee in Melbourne. Coffee, to grow coffee, you need a different climatic condition, different soil condition, different landscape you need. How to know in this body, how I can do, using this body, how can I do the farming? Go dive deep within. I have to understand my own type. I can't do all type of things in this farming using this one. I have to understand what is the nature of this body. What is the nature of the soul? What I have come for? Accordingly, when you plant, when the soil is right, the right seed will yield big harvest. You can get harvest great amount if the soil is not right. And the soil condition is not right, wrong seed, and it will be a stunted growth. Sri Krishna in Patanjali talks about to do that one, pratyaksha anumana agama pramanani. To understand yourself, how to do the sadhana, you have to, from your experience. I have done this one, it did not suit. I went to this one, I did not suit. I am doing the self-analysis. And anumana, logical conclusion. People have gone this one, they got that one, or they tried, did not get a good experience. And agama, third one is using the scripture as a basis, agama pramanani, pratyaksha anumana agama pramanani, the Patanjali talks about. And he talks about further, abhyasa vairagyam tannirodaha. To samadhi pada, to prepare yourself, abhyasa is required, vairagya is required. Vairagya, when you are doing the sadhana, a farmer looking at the neighbor is growing that one, and should not be comparing oneself with the neighbors, what that person is growing. You are delved into that one, what you know, what is suitable, and you should be so focused on your product, not some other product. You are so focused, your product growing this one, you are focused on that one. Abhyasa vairagyam tannirodaha. Vairagya means visheshraga. So focused on your direction, your sadhana, not focused on what others are doing. You be focused on abhyasa vairagyam, how long I have to do, satudirga kala nairantarya satkara asevito dridabhumihi. Your practice is not a time bound, it is a commitment, lifelong, lives to come you are willing to go through. Because the layer of karma is so heavy, it is not easy. Easy, every life we do enough karma, at least for 10 lives. To unravel that one, we can't expect that one to go in the blow of a wind. You have to do long time, dirghakala, without any interruption. Satkara means ambitious to excel in life. I am doing the sadhana, I don't care what happens to me. Not that one, or throwing everything into my fate. This is my fate, I will do. Not that one. Do your best satkara. Satkara asevito dridabhumihi. Dridabhumihi, on a firm foundation of the right knowledge. You do that one, when you are so focused in your sadhana, then you get consciously competent. You become consciously competent. Patanjali talks about consciously competent. He talked about last week, I told samprajnata samadhi. Samprajnata samadhi, vitarka, vichara, ananda, asmita, bhavanartha, samprajnata. Then, when you are consciously competent, when what happened consciously, vitarka, you don't go into ordinary discussion with people. With the enriched discussion, whatever you are doing, it is not a ordinary discussion with other people. And a silly discussion, vichara, you are contemplating within, also is a elevated thinking. Ananda, you are not seeking the happiness in ordinary things. Vichara, vitarka, vichara, ananda, asmita. Then one becomes consciously competent, ananda, asmita. That person, samprajnata, samadhi. One who is established in samprajnata samadhi, it's a bhavanartha, videha bhavanartha, prakriti layam. It is saying that it is leading one to unconsciously competent shraddha, virya, smriti, samadhi, prajna purvaka itaresham. He is talking about unconsciously become competent. Unconsciously it is called as asamprajnata samadhi. Asamprajnata in shraddha. Shraddha means another method is the bhakti. You have to have faith, bhakti. Virya means energy, karma. Shraddha, virya, smriti. Smriti means jnana. And samadhi means raja. Bhakti yoga, karma yoga, jnana yoga and raja yoga, all combination of that one will help you to become unconsciously competent. So when you are become tivra samvegana masana, intensely energetic, you have to become intensely energetic for to become unconsciously competent. No excuse. I come to intense yoga. Sorry, sir, I can't come. Sorry, sir. No, this one, it is not for people of ordinary pursuit. Ordinary pursuit, you cannot remove the layers of karma. Around, the soul is carrying the load of this one. You have to be intensely energetic. I put out a notice, when the intensely energetic boatman is available, still if you are not using, whom to blame? Lord has given all opportunities for you. Intensely energetic boatman is available to ferry you across. But I say, sorry, I'm busy. So Patanjali Yoga Sutra says, you have to reach to asamprajnata samadhi. Samprajnata to asamprajnata, tivra samvegana masannaha. You have to be intensely energetic. That is the topic we raised yesterday also in Bhagavad Gita.